Welcome to Shomer Shalom Adaf, where I'm Sochim Daf Mem Gimel. The Gemara in Amud Aleph, in the end of the page, brings the drasha that Hishva Kosov Ish Leisha Lechol Oinshim Sheba Torah, a woman is compared to a man for any lav in the Torah. And with that, the Gemara concludes in Amud Beis that because a woman is chayav in the lavim, that's why she's obligated to eat matzah. Because we have a hekesh, and the hekesh is Kol Sheyeshnoi Beval Toich HaChometz. Anyone who has the lav of chametz, he has the mitzvah of achilas matzah. To explain this concept a little bit more, let's be mizboinen. What's the idea that a woman is chayav in mitzvahs lois ase? But mitzvahs ase, well, we know she's potter mitzvahs ase shazman grama, and mitzvahs ase shein asman grama. You have to have a special limud in the Gemara and Kiddushin to tell you that she's chayav in these mitzvahs. So the Vilna Gaon already tells us in a few places that the difference between a man and a woman is that a man is the one who's going and accomplishing. He's the one who's going and initiating, creating something new. A woman's tafkid is in the bais. She keeps and defines and protects what we have. So a man is doing new things, and the woman defines what we have, takes what we have, and makes it better, improves it. Similar to what a man and woman do with a child. The man starts something new, and the woman is mesederes and creates the shape of the vlad. And going on to the next moshul, we know that ish v'ishol is compared to Kadosh Baruch Hu Narisol. Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us the world, and then we as human beings need to come and fix it, correct it. That's the job that we have in the world. So Yimele says the Goyen, mitzvah loisaseh. What's a loisaseh? The Ramban tells us a loisaseh is yira, means don't ruin what you have. If you do something wrong, you're ruining the world. Stop yourself from doing something wrong. That something belongs to a woman very much, because a woman protects the existing, whatever we have existing. The man, on the other hand, is the one who's accomplishing. So he belongs to him, mitzvahs ese. That's what the Goyen tells us. So if so, why is a woman chayav in mitzvahs ese she'ein hazman grama? Why is she chayav in mitzvahs ese that don't depend on time? So Tzadik HaKoyen David Tzedek explains the following. He says, even though in general, loisa says is to protect the existing, not to go back. But an esse, which doesn't depend on time, means you're progressing, but it's a progress the world, so to speak, needs. And if it doesn't have it, it's gonna regress, it's gonna go back. Meaning there's some things the world needs to happen. You need to put, for example, a ma'ake. You need to put a fence around your roof, because if not, someone's going to fall and chas v'shalom, something's going to happen to him. It doesn't depend on time. You always have to put that ma'ake. That mitzvah is something that if you don't do it, the world is going to regress. It's not only a progression to go forward, but it's also to prevent a going backwards and ruining the world. So it's a shtik loisase. That's a mitzvah that she'ein hazman grama. It's also a chiyuv in woman. It's a chiddush, because it looks like you're doing an essay, you're going forward, but you're also protecting the existing. It's part of the mitzvah. But when you have a mitzvah essay shazman grama, a mitzvah essay that depends on time, that really means, by definition, if it depends on time, it means it's not really needed for the world. Rav Tzadik says in a more deeper sense, he says, because zman, the time, is a very holy thing. That's something that will continue even in time of Mashiach, and even in the beginning of Olam Haba. We're going to have the concept of time. So time is higher than the world. When you have a mitzvah that depends on time, then that means that it's a very high level mitzvah, a very big level of kedusha that you're doing. And again, going back to the previous point, that makes sense, because if it depends on time, it means if I wouldn't have done it, l'chor, nothing bad would happen, because if something bad would happen, why would it depend on time? Meaning the fact, if I have to do a mitzvah, which is a mitzvah of Yom Tov, that comes only once in a while, that means at that time I can increase my Kedusha by doing that mitzvah. If I do not increase the Kedusha, nothing bad happens. I just missed that opportunity of the time. I don't do what the progression I could do. Therefore, it belongs dafka to men and not to women. Mitzvah es shazman grama. And with this, we get to what we have over here in Chometz and Matzah. And the Rishayim already speak about it, but they say it in a very Kabbalistic way. So we'll say the way the Me'ah Shiloyach says it. The Me'ah Shiloyach explains that when I have over here in Pesach, the issur not to eat chometz and the mitzvah to eat matzah, these two things connect together. And the two things are that you need to remove yourself, as we always speak, out of the Yitzhara, and connect to the Kedusha. That's the Avoda of Pesach. Removing yourself from Chametz and connecting to Matzah. But these two things come together. You do the Sur Mera and you do the Aseh Toiv. You get out of the bad and you connect to the good. The question, what is the main focus? Are we focusing on the good and Mimele we're getting away from the bad? Or are you focusing on getting away from the bad and Mimele the good comes? So the Gemara in the beginning wants to say, in the beginning of Amud Beis, wants to say that the Hekesh is anybody who's chayav b'matzah has a yisur chametz, meaning the main focus is the matzah. Mimele, if you have a matzah, you get away from the chametz. If you're not associated with the matzah, you're not getting out of the chametz. Connected to the previous, the goyin and the tzaddik, that means is the main focus of Pesach to the progression. Meaning when you go forward, you remove anything that stops you from going forward. But the main focus is the essence of eating matzah. Says the Gemara, no, the opposite is the truth. What you're focusing is on the Sur Merah, you're focusing on the Lav. Anybody who's associated with the Lav, mainly goes and does the mitzvah of the matzah. So a woman who's associated with the Lav, because she protects the existing, mainly is connected to the matzah. Our focus in Pesach is on the Sur Merah, getting rid of Chametz, and mainly we connect to the Kedusha. The Kedusha goes mainly out of the removal of the bad. That's the Avodah of Pesach. That's what the Me'ah Shiloach explains. Anyone wants to join the Shul Machshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shulmachshava@gmail.com.